Okay, the opening Mishnah in Arvei Psachim discusses various aspects of Kiddush and the Pi of Suda that applies on the Lel Seder. And here the Mishnah tells us that Arvei Psachim Samach L'Chashecha Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetechshach. And one has to go ahead and wait until Laila. So Tosus immediately is bothered. Why is there a difference between Lel Pesach as opposed to each and every Shabbos and Yantif? Each and every Shabbos and Yantif there is a mitzvah of Tosefes. And a person is able to go ahead and fulfill the mitzvos halayla mibod yom, including Tosfos writes explicitly, Suda Shabbos and Sudas Yantiv. And Tosfos writes that is not the case when it comes to the Lel Seder. Here the Torah goes out of its way and tells us, V'achlo es habosar balayla hazeh. And Tosfos says that this applies when it comes to matzah and maror as well. And therefore, even though Tosefis is generally sufficient, this is not true when it comes to the Dinei Lel HaSeder. That sugya of Tosefis that Tosfos refers to, and the Chiddush that Tosfos writes, that Tosefis is good even when it comes to Sudas Yantif, is based on a fundamental machlokes, Rishonim and Achronim. The Gemara writes in Yuma Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis that there is a mitzvah derais of Tosefis which is rooted in Yom HaKippurim. That's where the Gemara tells us, V'nisim es nafshoseicha b'sisha l'chodesh ba'erev. The Gemara is bothered by the simple kasha that why does the Torah describe Yom Kippur as being on the 9th of Tishrei at night? Well, obviously that Yom Kippur is the 10th of Tishrei. And the Gemara writes that mikan shemosifi meichal ha'kodesh, that therefore we see that a person is obligated to begin early. This applies not only b'chnisaso, but also b'yitziyaso, based on the pasuk of me'erev ad erev. And then the Gemara writes that it's not limited to Yom Kippur. That how do we know it applies when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov as well? The Gemara quotes the end of the Pasuk, Tishbisu Shabbatchem, Komakom Shenemar Shvos, Mosifin Mechol Al HaKodesh. So therefore, a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Tov. The mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is mefurish in the Gemara that that is a mitzvah daraisa. The Gemara in the previous Amud, and Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, has a havamina, the one will be chayiv kares. The Gemara writes that yacho yehi onesh kares al ha-tosefes. If a person is mosif mechal ha-kodesh and then eats or drink or does malacha, one would think that there is a chayiv kares. The Gemara quotes a pasuk that no, be'etzem hayom hazeh, alitzumo shiom onesh kares, iata onesh kares al ha-tosefes. The fact that you need a pasuk to tell us that there's no onesh of kares certainly indicates that this indeed is a mitzvah daraisa. If the whole chalos of Tosefis would only be as derabanan, so why is it that you would have a pasuk to tell us that there's no kares? Obviously, there is no kares. And this is even more explicit in the Gemara Beitz and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. That's the sugya of mutu sheshogegin va'al yehum izidin, that even though there is a mitzvah of tochacha, if a member of Klal Yisrael is violating an avera b'shogeg, and you tell them that that is wrong, and they'll continue to do so b'mezid, so your tochacha was absolutely counterproductive. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid writes that's an issa d'oraisa of lifnei iver, chiddush, lifnei iver. That I took a person who was doing something, relatively speaking, that was not great, and I made his actions far worse. Now he's doing sub-amazed. So therefore, good, he's violating, but that's my issa d'oraisa of lifnei iver, lo sitein michshol. So in such a case, if a person is doing something b'shogeg, mutav sheshogen v'yuhu mezidin, and the example the Gemara gives is Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara's example is that there were individuals, women, who were very careful about Din Yom HaKippurim, but they were not at all meticulous about Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. And Chazal measured that under such conditions, mutav sheshogin v'yuhu mezidin. The Gemara writes, why do we give that example? Is there any chiddush? The Gemara writes explicitly to tell us that mutav sheshogin v'yuhu mezidin applies even to mitzvahs daraisa. Tosefes Yom HaKippur is a mitzvah in HaTorah, and we would apply this principle of mutav sheshogin even to a mitzvah which is daraisa. So therefore you see explicitly in the Gemara that Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is a mitzvah min HaTorah. But what about Tosefes Shabbos? That drush of the Gemara, that Shabbos and Yantif are included as well because of Tishbis to Shabbatchem, is that also a din daraisa or is it not? So the Ra'ah writes that Tosefes Shabbos is a din daraisa. And that's what you find in Or Zeruah Hilchos Erev Shabbos in Simen Yud Dalet. The Or Zeruah writes that Tosefes Shabbos is daraisa. The Magen Avraham writes in Simen Reis Samach Aleph that we pask in the Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yantif for true min HaTorah. That just as Yom Kippur, so too when it comes to Shabbos and Yantif as well. And the Or Zeruah brings the fascinating rite that the Gemara writes in Brachos and Daf Chav Zayin that Rav Tzali Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, that Rav used to daven Ma'ariv early. That alone is not necessarily a raya, but the Gemara continues and says Umekadesh, that not only did Rav daven early, Rav used to make Kiddush early. Kiddush is certainly a mitzvah daraisa. That's the Gemara Brachos and Davchav and Shavuos and Davchav. Kiddush is a mitzvah in Torah, and presumably Kiddush has to be made on Shabbos. And yet the Gemara writes Umekadesh Mibol Yom. That's the Rezeruah's raya, that Tosefes Shabbos is in fact a din daraisa. Din daraisa. So again, a very great chiddush to assume that's true. We pointed out that somehow the Rambam is going to have to explain that differently, because the Rambam never mentions any mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. The Rambam in the Dine Yom HaKippurim, in the beginning of Hilchos Shvisas Asar, only mentions Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. And even furthermore, when the Rambam mentions Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, the Rambam only mentions Tosefes Inui. Lotzum lis anos mi bod yom. You have to begin the inuyim early. The Rambam doesn't mention anything at all about Tosefes Malacha. See, if Tosefes would apply not only to inuy but to Malacha as well, then at least there's the Tzad HaShavah to extend it to Shabbos Nyantiv. But if you argue that Tosefes is limited to inuy, after all the pasuk, v'inisim es nafsho seichem b'sishu l'chodesh b'erev, so mechateisi, how is it possible to argue this applies also to Shabbos Nyantiv? In other words, you get the impression from the Rambam that Tosefes is not the halacha in Kedusha Sayom, but rather Tosefes is midine inui, midine tainis. And therefore, the Rambam quotes when it comes to Yom Kippur, but only as far as inuyim are concerned. I mentioned in the past, there's one more marimakom in the Rambam, and that's in the Pirush Mishnayis, in Perek Dalet of Maseches Tainis. The Rambam has a mitzvah of Tosefes when it comes to Tisha B'Av, a very great chiddush. Tosefes Tisha B'Av. After all, the Mishnah says Ein Ben. There are hardly any differences between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. The Rambam writes there's a mitzvah of Tosefes on Tisha B'Av. It's a chiddush, no? Not Shabbos, not Yantav, but yet Tisha B'Av. Yeah, that's full lishitose. The Rambam writes that Tosefes is midine inui, v'inisim esnaf shoseichem, tainis tzibur. So if you're going to extend it, yeah, you extend it to cases of Tisha B'Av, but not necessarily to Shabbos and Yantiv. So the Ram does not have Tosefes Shabbos, does not have Tosefes Yantiv. And Magid Mishnah writes in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Chanukah that means, according to the Rambam, Lo Matzinu Kabbalah Oseres. There's no chalos to Tosefes. Not only is there no mitzvah daraisa, there's no chiyuv drabanan, and it's not even binding. Lo matzino kabbalos eres. The Magid Mishnah there is discussing what comes first, hadlokas ner Shabbos or hadlokas ner Chanukah. So we'd like to apply the principle of Tadr Shein V'Tadir, that ner Shabbos should precede ner Chanukah. So Magid Mishnah writes, you can't say that according to halachos gadolos, because the Bahag maintains once you're madlik the ner Shabbos, it becomes Shabbos, and others in Isra Malacha. So according to halachos gadolos, you have no choice but to suspend Tadr Shein V'Tadir. But according to the Rambam, not true. Why? Because Lo matzina kabbalah oseres, hadlokas ner Shabbos does not make it Shabbos, and therefore tadavishin otadir. First ner Shabbos followed by ner Chanukah. That's the Chiddush Magid Mishnah writes, according to the Shita of the Rambam. You see, according to Magid Mishnah, that it's not just that there's no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah, there's no vehicle, there's no tool of Tosefes, and therefore there's no chalos. It's not chal. That's the Rambam Shita. So if this is true, how does the Rambam explain the Akmar Brachos Naf Chav Zayin, that Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, that Rav used to daven Ma'ariv early? So we discussed this earlier this year, we talked about Tefillah Sarvis Rishus. That's the Chiddush the Rambam writes, Per Gimel of Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam writes, davening Ma'ariv early? Nothing to do with Tosefes. Tefillah Sarvis Rishus, Ein Medaktik in Bizmana. That's what the Rambam writes. And therefore the Rambam writes, you can daven Ma'ariv early, even other days as well? Doesn't have to be dafka below Shabbos. Tefillah Sarvis Rishus Ein Medaktik in Bizmana. When we discussed Tefillah Sarvis Rishus, we pointed out two chiddushim of that Rambam. Chiddush number one is the etzem halacha, that since Tefillah Sarvis Rishus you can daven early. That's chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is that this halacha is relevant lamaisa. Why relevant lamaisa? Because the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah, even though Ma'ariv is Rishus, however, kvar nogu kol Yisrael, shavi ola kachova. For us, we treat Ma'ariv as a tefillas chova. So maybe one would have expected that all the nafkaminas that one could envision between Shachris Mincha as opposed to Mariv were relevant, but are not Nogei Alamaisa, because the Bahag, Shavua Kachova. You see, according to a further Chiddush, that the Nafkaminos of Arvis Rishus not only were relevant, but remain relevant. In other words, even though Shavua Lekechova, but Bechefza, Tfilas Arvis, still remains a Tfilas Rishus. That was the Chiddush of Reb Chaim. The Tfilas Arvis Rishus does not make it into a Tfilas Chova. Shavula kechova means that we have a chovas hagavra to daven a tfilas nidava each and every day. But inherently, the tfila remains a tfilas rishus, a tfilas nidava. The nature of the tfila is not altered just because shavula kechova. So therefore, the Rambam very well could quote the nafkaminas from Mishlah Halacha. Not just these were nafkaminas, but these are very relevant nafkaminas. This would help as far as to the Sarvis Rishus, but what about when it comes to Kiddush? How does the Rambam explain that Rav made Kiddush early? What, Rishus? Kiddush is a mitzvah daraisa. So when you look in the Rambam in Perach Chavtesef HaChashabbos, the Rambam himself answers this question. The Rambam writes, V'yesh l'ladam l'kaddish al mibod yom, a person can make Kiddush before Shabbos. That's the Lashon HaRambam, a very great Kiddush. That Kiddush does not have to be on Shabbos. Well, Kiddush does not have to be on Shabbos. You can make Kiddush before Shabbos. That's what the Rambam writes. That's why Rab Tzalisho Shabbos Rav Shabbos Umakadesh. Not because of Tosefes, but because you can be Mekadesh Mibad Yom. And you know what the Raya that the Rambam rings is? V'chein Le'inyan Havdalah. Because that very Gemara, Brachos Chav Zayin, says the same is true when it comes to Havdalah. You can make Havdalah before Yetzias HaShabbos. How in the world is that possible? Well, that's because of Tosefes. Just as you can make Havdalah before Motzei Shabbos. And even though Shabbos is not yet over, but you'll still fulfill the mitzvah Zechira, the Rambam writes the same thing as Shubich Nisaso. You can fulfill the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos even Kodem Knisas HaShabbos. That's what the Rambam writes, having nothing at all to do with Tosefes. How do you understand that Chiddush? So here I suggest that that also is Lashitase. Lashitase in the following sense. What is the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush? This is a machlokas the Rambam. And the Ramban? The Rambam writes that the mitzvah of Kiddush is Zochrehu Zechira Shevach. To mention, to be Mishabeach, the Shabbos. To extol the virtue of Shabbos. The mitzvah is one of praise. Zechira Shevach. If you look at the Ramban in Aseres HaDibros and Shmos Perachav, the Ramban explains the mitzvah of Kiddush very differently. The Ramban writes, Ke'ein v'kidashtem. Just as Bezdin, Klal Yisrael, is Mekadesh the Shnas HaYovel, so too we're called upon to be Mekadesh the Shabbos. In other words, the mitzvah of Kiddush is to be Mekadesh the Yom, to be Mekadesh the Yom. And you'll ask me the obvious difficulty, what do you mean Mekadesh? I know if Bezdin is not Mekadesh the Yovel, it doesn't become Yovel. If Bezdin is not Mekadesh the Chodesh, it is not Rosh Chodesh. What do you mean you have to be Mekadesh the Shabbos? The Gemara writes in Beitz and Daf Yud Zayin, the Kiddush of Shabbos is Kviya V'kaima, it doesn't require Kiddush Bezdin. The answer is, that's not a kasha. The answer is despite. Einoch inami. The Kedusha is me'aleha, but nonetheless, mitzvah lahakdisha. Just as when it comes to Kedusha sabachor, the Gemara Nedar Medaf Yud Gimel, the Bachor has a Kedusha mirechem, but nonetheless, it's a mitzvah lahakdisha to say, harei ze Bachor. The same thing is true when it comes to Kedusha Shabbos. The Kedusha is min hashamayim, but nonetheless, a mitzvah lahakdisha. If you look in Perek HaShaleach, in the fourth Perek of Gittin, the Mordechai writes this Chiddush about Shmitas Ksafim. The Mordechai writes, isn't it true that the conclusion of Shvias cancels debts? The Mordechai writes, yes. So how do you understand the Gemara that says, V'zed devar ha-shmita, devar is miloshon dibur, that the malv is obligated to say to the love, mishamit anibach. I cancel the debt. What do you mean you cancel the debt? The debt is gone. The debt is canceled. So the Mordechai writes, that's no kasha, and the Mordechai cites the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Yud Gimel, mitzvah lahakdisha. Just because something will naturally occur does not necessarily mean that that does not have to be reiterated or reinstilled by an individual. So therefore, a Bechor has a Kedusha Mirechem, a Mitzvah L'Hakdisho. Shmitas Ksofim cancels the debt, but the Malvah should state Meshamet Anibach. That's against the sheet of the Yireim. The Yireim writes, a great Chiddush in Mitzvah Reisha in Ches, that Shvius does not cancel debts. Well, Shvius does not cancel debts. The debt is Chai V'Kayim. But you know what? The Sof HaShvius creates an Isser Negisa. The Pasuk says, Lo Yigos. The Pasuk states that the Malva is not allowed to be Gova. There's an Isser Negisa. But in Dine Choshen Mishpat, the Shiba, the Hischaivus, the Hava, still exists. That's what the Yireim writes. So the Yireim writes a very great Chiddush. Now, let's assume Shvius comes, Shvius passes, and all of a sudden the Malva comes in and seizes my Nechasim. He's not allowed to do that. So I take him to Bezdin. Right? Look what he did. Shvius passed, and he went ahead, and he came into my home and grabbed the mashkon. What is my taina? What is my taina? So Parshat Shem in Cheschina writes what my taina is. Gezel. The guy's a gazlan. No? What? He has no entitlement whatsoever. Shvius canceled the debt. Mechatesi, he can come in and steal something from me. It's theft. He has to give it back because Veishiv is a gzele shagaza. The Yireim writes, Reishayim Ches, that's not the taina. The taina is not a taina of Choshen Mishpat. The taina is Isserveta. The taina is Bezdin. Kfi al ha-mitzvos. Don't you, Bezdin, force people to put on tefillin? Don't you force people to sit in sukkah? Force him to fulfill the mitzvah bo yigos. It's a taina of kfi al ha-mitzvos. That's what the Yireim writes. And you can only go to a Bezdin who is qualified to be kofal ha-mitzvos. This is not a shad of Choshen Mishpat, the Yireim writes. A chiddush, no? This is a shail of Isser Veheter. No, of Kfiel HaMitzvos. And just to finish. But the Mordechai writes, not true, the debt is cancelled. If the debt is cancelled, why do you have to say Mishamet and Yibach? The answer is Mitzvah L'Hakdisho. That's how the Ramban understands Kiddush. The Kiddush of Shabbos is Kfiel V'Kaima, but Klal Yisrael must also participate in being Mekadesh Leom. So if I were to ask you, what is the Mitzvah of Kiddush? The Rambam and the Ramban would have very different ways of viewing this mitzvah. According to the Rambam, it's to describe the character of Shabbos, Zachri, Zechira, Shevach, and according to the Ramban, mitzvah l'hakdisho. So I'll tell you, this Rambam is very, very much the Shitase. Number one, that's how the Rambam describes the mitzvah. Good. Number two, the Rambam writes, Havdalah is also Daraisa. And what is the source of Havdalah? The very same akar, Zachar Sima Shabbos Lakadsho. In other words, Zechira Shabbos is Bichnisaso Uvitziaso. Yeah, that fits in beautifully. If the mitzvah is Shevach, I understand. One has to extol, praise Shabbos, Bichnisaso Uvitziaso. Set Shabbos apart from Yimei HaChol. That's what the Rambam writes earlier in Perek Chavdal of Hilcha Shabbos. Shvisa Nikeres, Shabbos is set apart. How do you set Shabbos apart? Bichnisaso Uvitziaso. It's not at all surprising that the Rambam writes that Havdalah is included in this mitzvah. According to the Ramban, that the purpose of Kiddush is a mitzvah lahakdisho, I think would be clear that that cannot be said of Havdalah. What is the nature of Havdalah? Mitzvah lahakdisho? So maybe you'll have to argue Havdalah is only Drabana, that's a sheet of Aruch HaSchaim. Or Havdalah has a very different makar. But not that it's one and the same of the mitzvah of Kiddush. That's only possible according to the Rambam. One could envision Shevach b'chnisaso v'yitziyaso, but not Kiddush hayom b'yitziyaso. How could that be? A further ha'ara. What is the nature of Kiddush HaRabba? To what extent is Kiddush HaRabba midinei Kiddush? So the Rambam writes in Perachav Tesef, Ocha Shabbos, that Kiddush HaRabba is midinei Kiddush. The chumras of Kiddush apply to Kiddush HaRabba. So for example, there's an Isser Te'ima, there's an Isser Achila in Shtia before Kiddush Belal Shabbos. The Rambam writes, there's an Isser Achila in Shtia before Kiddush HaRabba. You can't eat or drink before making Kiddush. And the Ravid is Masig. The Ravid writes, Mecha Taisi. You can't eat or drink before Kiddush, but Kiddush HaRabba, that's Kiddush? That's not really Kiddush. We're Koveya the Suda Shabbos Al Hayayin. But Mecha Teisa, that is Midinei Kiddush, to argue that the Dinei Kiddush would in fact apply. So the Rambam would disagree and argue that's not true. Kiddush HaRabba is Midinei Kiddush. If you look in Maram Chalava, here in Pesachim, Kuf Yud, Kuvav, Maram Chalava quotes the Rambam Shita, that there's an Isser Te'ima before Kiddusha Rabbah, and Ram Chalava has the following Kasha. Can't be. I hold like the Ravid, against the Rambam. Why? Ram Chalava writes, Heichon Motzinu, Kiddush Bezd in Laila Viyom. Where do you see a need to be Mekadesh the Yom twice? Bezd is Mekadesh Yovel, Bezd is Mekadesh the Chodesh. How often? Twice. You already did so, but Knisas Hayom. So Mehecha Teisi, that there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Bemtza Hayom. How can that be? So in other words, good, there we make a Kiddush during the day. No, that Barei Pergavna is not Medina Kiddush. Heichon Matzino Kiddush Bezin Laila V'yom. That's very much Lashitase. How would the Rambam respond to that question? We asked the Rambam, how can you argue there's Kiddush B'yom? Heichon Matzino Kiddush Bezin. The Rambam says, Kiddush Bezdin? That's not what Kiddush is. Kiddush is Kiddush Bezdin. Kiddush is Zachreya Zachira Shevach. What's the Kasha? Where do you see Shevach? What Bemtza Hayom? What Shevach can only be Bechnisaso? Shevach can't be Bemtza Hayom. Midaraisa, it's enough to do so Bechnisaso Vitziyaso. And the Chachamim declare that one should do so Bemtza Hayom for the Suda Shabbos as well. Why is that so hard to imagine? If it's Kiddush Bezdin, Enachinami, that's 100% correct. But that's exactly the Rambam Shita. Ram Chalava writes a very great Kiddush. Women are exempt from Kiddush Rabbah. Ram Chalava writes that in Daf Kuvav. Because women are obligated in Kiddush. But Kiddush Rabbah is not Kiddush. Pashup Shadram disagrees. The Ram writes women are obligated in Kiddush, though it makes no difference in Kiddush Rabbah as opposed to Kiddush Belel Shabbos. Kiddush is Zachre Zechira Shevach and Midar Aisa once, Midar Rabbanon twice. Women are obligated. Ram Chalava writes that no, Kiddush Rabbah is unrelated to Kiddush, and even if there's a drush of Zachar V'Shamar, tablegging women in Kiddush doesn't extend to Kiddush Rabbah. Oh, that's the Shitase. I once suggested that whole issue that the Noda Bita Reis is in Dogma of Avar Reishayin Aleph, that how is it possible to men to be motzi women in Kiddush? Because if men daven Mariv, they're Yotzi Kiddush Daraisa. When they come home, they're only obligated to Rabbanan. Women, as of yet, did not make Kiddush, they're obligated Min HaTorah. So how is it possible for men to emotzi women? Because the Rosh writes, Nashim La Bukhar Avos, what we recently discussed. Good, okay. So Rabbi Kveger has different terutzim. Rabbi Kveger writes, they're in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Shayin Aleph, men are Yotzei Kiddush. Why? Because they mention Shabbos. Women also mention Shabbos. Now, a woman says, good Shabbos, that also is good enough. As Rabbi Kveger writes, good Shabbos is enough for Kiddush Daraisa. Well, so the Bir Halach and Reish Shayin Aleph writes, good enough? Why in the world is that good enough? The Rambam writes, Zachrei Zechira Shevach. Shmonesrei is Zachrei Zechira Shevach. But good Shabbos is not Zachrei Zechira Shevach. Lachora, one could suggest, yeah, that should be based on our issue. If you hold the instance of Kiddush is Zachrei Zechira Shevach, then correct, that good Shabbos is insufficient. But if you argue that the purpose of Kiddush is to be Mekadesh the Yom, when Bez is Mekadesh the Yom, they do not say anything more than Mekudesh. Now, they don't have to tell you about the nature of Yovel. They don't have to give you a Shir on Dini Yovel. They don't have to give you a Shir on Dini Rosh Chodesh. Mekudesh. No, or Mekudesh for Yovel. No, if you say that it is Shabbos, that is considered to be sufficient for being Mekadesh the Yom, even though it's true, it falls short of that Zachriya Zechira Shevach. See, when you see the Rambam Shita regarding the nature of Kiddush, you understand very well how the Rambam can write this very, very great Kiddush, that Kiddush does not necessarily have to be on Shabbos, as long as it's Samuch L'Shabbos. Minchas Chinuch writes after Plaga Mincha, Samuch L'Knisas HaShabbos. That's considered to be good enough. See, if the purpose of Kiddush is to be Mekadesh the Yom, you cannot be Mekadesh the Yom Samuch, right? Bezin will not say, next year is Yovel. Bezin is not going to say, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. No? You have to be Mekadesh the Yom Ba'oso Hayom. So if the purpose of Kiddush is Mekadesh the Yom, how can Mekadesh the Yom Ibod Yom? The answer must be Tosefes, because it is the day. Because that's what Tosefes enables. But if you'll argue, as the Rambam, it's Zechira, Zechira, Shevach, you understand very well, as the Rambam writes, that look, if the Gemara says this is true when it comes to Havdalah, that we can praise, we can extol the virtue of Shabbos, Samuch, Liyatziyas HaShabbos, The same thing is true of Samach L'Knisas HaShabbos. And therefore, one can envision all of these possibilities, right? In the Rambam Shita, all of that reflects the Rambam's understanding of Kiddush as Shevach, as Zachriya Zechira Shevach, as opposed to that which is a mitzvah, Lahakadisha. So the Gemara writes explicitly that when it comes to tefillah, when it comes to Kiddush, you don't require the absolute day of Shabbos, but at least the Zman HaTosefes is considered to be sufficient. And that's what the Tosus writes, and Sari Testament Beis is even true of Suda Shabbos. That one could fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos Mibol Yom during the Zman HaTosefes. This is a fundamental machlokes in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Sari Aleph between the Taz and the Marshal. Is that so obviously true? That one could fulfill the mitzvah of Suda during Tosefes Shabbos. The Marshal writes, not true. The Marshal quotes this, the name of the Sefer HaChassidim. That when it comes to Tefillah Sarbis, yes, that's good. Even when it comes to Kiddush, Tosefes would work. You know, if you look in the Tosus HaRash, writes in Brachos Nav Chav Zayin, because what's the source of Kiddush? Zachar Esyom a Shabbos Lakadsha, and the Tosos HaRosh writes, V'lo Nemar Zachar Biyom a Shabbos Lakadsha. Es Yom and not Biyom. So the Pasuk says, just mention Shabbos. It doesn't say mention during Shabbos. It doesn't say on Shabbos. So therefore, one could envision the possibility of Tosefes. But Rabbi Chosin writes that when it comes to Suda Shabbos, that's the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin, Ichluhu Hayom. Eat on this day, Ichlu Hayom. And that's the Chiddush of the Marshal, that Suda Shabbos has to be during the day of Shabbos, against this Tosus. Machlokas Tosus and Sefer Chassidim, Rabbi Chassid. So the Marshal writes the following Chiddush, that even though you can daven Maariv early, even though you can make Kiddush early, but you know what? You're davening at the early minyan. Okay, start your Suda. But make sure the Suda lasts. Zmiras, Divrei Torah, it lasts in order to have at least a Kazayis of Pas, Lachar Tseisa Kochavim, to fulfill Ichlu Hayom. Mishnah Berurah quotes, right? This is Chumrah of the Marshal, Reish Tani Aleph, that have a Kazayis of Pas, Lachar Tseisa Kochavim. Because Tosefes will work for certain things, but not when it comes to Suda because of Ichlu Hayom, against our Tosus. And the Taz disagrees. And the Taz argues that's not true. That when a person fulfills the mitzvahs Tosefes, it's not just that a person has imposed an Isra Malacha and the previous day remains intact. It's Friday, it's Erev Shabbos with an Isra Malacha. No more than that. But rather the day is transformed. After all, the Gemara thought you'd be Chayiv Kares for Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. If you eat or drink or do Malacha on Tosefes, you'd be Chayiv Kares. You see, it's mamish the day of Yom Kippur. If not for Gzeiras HaKosuv, if all this would be somehow just like Midin Neder, that really all you're doing is superimposing an Isra Malacha on the preceding day, what you need Gzeiras HaKosuv, you need Chayiv Kares. It really means that the day indeed is transformed. And therefore the Taz writes, V'havi Kalayla V'machar Mamish. The next day has begun, and therefore you can bench before Shkia. And that is called Ichlu Hayom. That's the Machlokas, the Taz and the Marshal. This Machlokas, Taz and the Marshal, is also found later in Aruch Hayim regarding Shmini Atzeres. That's Simen Tafrei Samaches. In Simen Tafrei Samaches, the Marshal writes the following. There is a clear difference between Yeshiva B'Sukkah, Hoshana Rabbah, as opposed to Shmini Atzeres. In Eretz Yisrael, right? No mitzvah Yeshiva B'Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, a mitzvah D'Rais on Hoshana Rabbah. For us, Meisiv Yasfinan, Bruchilam Avarchinan. How is that affected by Tosefes? A person is Mosif Mechol HaKodesh and Shmini Atzeres. So what exactly does he do? He's going to be making Kiddush for Shmini Atzeres. So where exactly does this take place? After all, it's still Hoshana Rabbah. He was Mosif Mechol HaKodesh. So the Taz quotes the Marshal in Tafrei Samaches saying, you know what, this is problematic. This is a difficulty, you know? What are you going to do? You can't just ignore the fact that it's still Hoshana Rabbah. You can't just eat it inside. You can't just not make a bracha on Yeshiva B'Sukkah. It's Hoshana Rabbah. But you're reciting Kiddush Shmini Atzeres. So you're going to do so what, with a bracha? Making a bracha of Leishe B'Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres is mezalzel the Kedusha Sayyam of Shmini Atzeres. That's what the Balamora is, the very end of Psachim. That no, it's like I'm declaring it's chol. I'm making Kiddush V'yantiv and declaring it's still chol amoy. That you can't do. So what gives? So what do you do? So the Marshal writes, you know what? Don't enter your sukkah until it says. Enter your sukkah before it says, problem. No, what do you do? And the Taz writes, no problem whatsoever. Your Mosif Mechol HaKodesh, Holach v'cholach l'vchova seyom, the previous day has come to an end, v'havi k'layla v'machar mamish. A very great Chiddush the Taz writes. Your Mosif Mechol HaKodesh, it is now Shmini Atzeres. You'll tell me it's still light outside? No, it's now Shmini Atzeres. Havi k'layla v'machar mamish. That's l'shitase. The same Taz that writes, you can be yotzei the mitzvah v'chlu hayom during Tosefes, because now it is the day of Shabbos. The Taz writes that now it is Hoshana Rabbah. Tosefes has the capacity of transforming the day. And Marshal writes, no. The previous day, right, is still intact. You have imposed an Isser Malacha, but it is still Erev Shabbos, it is still Hoshana Rabbah, and hence the problem. See, when you see this Chiddush of the Taz, of Havi Kalayla V'machar Mamish, you understand very well that Taz in Hilchos Shavuos, in Tav Tzadi Daled, that's where the Taz writes that Tosefes Shavuos is problematic. Because the Torah describes that the unit of Yemei Sfira has to be Tamimos Tihiena. And if you're Mosif Mechol HaKodesh, you are cutting the last day of the Omer in half. So therefore, you have to wait until it says. That's the Chiddush of the Taz. And Tav Tzadi Daled. That's the Shitase. No? The Taz who maintains that when you're Mosif Mechol HaKodesh, you have cut, you've severed the previous day, and therefore it's no longer Erev Shabbos, it's no longer Hoshana Rabbah. In those two cases, to say it's no longer Erev Shabbos allows you to have the Suda. To say it's no longer Hoshana Rabbah allows you to treat it as Shmini Atzeres. But here, to say that it is no longer the Yemei HaSfira, it is now Shavuos, that's what the Taz writes, that's a problem. Now you're encroaching. There you're cutting the previous day short. And that, the Taz writes, is a problem of Tmimos Tiyana. That's the Chiddush of, right, the Sheet of the Taz. And this Taz is very relevant in a fourth place to the Dinei HaPesach. In Taf Ayin Beis, the Mechaber writes that Ein Omrim Kiddush Ad Shetechshach. You have to wait until Laila, the Lel Seder, to make Kiddush. And what's somewhat unclear is, why is that true? Why is that true? Tosus already pointed out, when it comes to Karban Pesach, Ochlo es habasar b'layla hazeh. You know what? You have to wait until nightfall for Karban Pesach. Good. Wait until nightfall. And Tosus already comments, the same thing is true when it comes to Matzah. Okay, you have to wait until Tzeis for Matzah. Good. So get started. Start the Seder. By the time you get to Matzah, it's going to be Tzeis HaKochavim. Why does the Mechaber write, don't start? You'll tell me the Chumash Hadeshen. Right, the Chumash Hadeshen writes, Bavur Zeh, B'shosheish Matzu Mar Monachim Nevecha, means that the Zman of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is also dependent on the Zman of Pesach, Matzah, and Marar. Okay, so we'll see to it to have Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim La'achar Tzeis. But why in the world do you have to wait to make Kiddush? That's not so clear. So here you have two possibilities. If you look in Magen Avram, Tafayin Beis, Magen Avram writes the following Kiddush. That just as all of the mitzvahs Daraisa, the mitzvah of Pesach, the mitzvah of Matzah, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, all have to be Bizman Achilas HaKarbon, after Tzeis, and according to Rabbi Elozar ben Azariah, before Chatzos HaLaila, Magen Avram writes, the same thing is true when it comes to all the mitzvahs HaLaila. The same thing is true when it comes to Dalet Kosos. The first Kos is the first of the Dalet Kosos. And therefore, midin dalet kosos, laila is necessary. And that's exactly why the Mechaber writes, you have to wait, ad shetechshach, midin dalet kosos. I would suggest, according to this Magen Avram, two chidushim. Chidush number one is as follows. Well, if that's true for the first kos, That's why the first coast has to be after Tzeis. I would argue, well, the last coast has to be then before Chatzos. Ah, you'll quote Tosus and Megillah. Make sure the Afikomen is before Chatzos. Yeah, not just the Afikomen. According to Magen Avraham, make sure that the last coast is before Chatzos. Some people just make the Afikomen. No, the last coast. All of the mitzvahs halayla, all dalakosos have to be during the zman of achilas hakarban, after tzeis and kodem chatzos, according to Rav Loza ben Azariah. Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is as follows. Right. All of a sudden, you see that this guy made kiddush early. He made kiddush before tzeis. So you tell him, wait a second. The mechaber says you have to wait until tzeis to make kiddush. So he turns to you and says, so what do I do now? What exactly do I do now? So, kind of, what would you say? One could suggest, according to Magen Avraham, the following Kiddush. Midine Kiddush, maybe there was nothing wrong with making Kiddush Mibod Yom. We're always allowed to do that. Every Shabbos, every Yontif, he makadish Mibod Yom and Gemara. The problem is Dalakosos. Kiddush is the first of the Dalakosos, and the Kim of Dalakosos requires Tzeisar Kochavim. What would you do in that particular case? Let's assume, for example, a person waited and he made Kiddush at the right time, but all of a sudden he drank the kos without his seva. So you would say, you know what, you yotzei Kiddush, but the Rush writes his seva is li'ikuva. You're not yotzei the mitzvah dala kosos. You drank the first kos li'haseva. So the guy says, this is what I do now, repeat Kiddush. No, you don't repeat Kiddush. Kiddush you yotzei. You're just missing the kium of Dalar Kosos. So drink a no kos now beheseva. No, you'll gain the kim of heseva, even though, right, you drank before beli heseva. Now, in other words, one could split off the kiddush from the first of the Dalar Kosos. Maybe one could argue the same thing is true here. A person goes ahead and was makadesh mi bod yom, mi dine kiddush. That's okay. That you can do every Shabbos and every Yontif. The difficulty is Dalet Kosos. So I don't have to repeat Kiddush. Whenever I'm missing the Kima Dalet Kosos, maybe it's sufficient simply to drink another Kos. So you don't wait a few minutes until after it says, and drink a Kos, right, for the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. Maybe the Tunaf Gaminas, according to the view of, right, Magen Avraham. If you look in the Taz, Tafayin Beis, the Taz explains the Mechaber very differently. Why does the Mechaber write that Kiddush has to be before, has to be after Tzeis HaKochavim? Because the Mechaber doesn't say that the last kos has to be before Chatzos. Why does the Mechaber write that Kiddush has to be Lachar Shetesha? So the Prima Gaon explains the Taz as follows, that, you know, Kiddush must be B'makom Suda. Kiddush has to be B'makom Suda. What is the definition of Suda? Suda tonight is Pesach, Matzah, and Marah. Pesach, Matzah, and Marah. That is the Suda Salaiva. So therefore, the Taz writes that Kiddush has to be Bizman Harayu L'Matzah. Kiddush V'Makom Suda requires that Kiddush has to be at a time that one could fulfill the mitzvah of Suda. Suda, which is defined as Pesach, Matzah, and Marah. According to the view of the Taz, if a person will be makadesh mibod yom, that is not called kiddush b'makom suda. That's what the Prima Gaon explains. If that is true, one could disagree with both of the nafkaminas. What was one issue? Well, according to Magen Avraham, the very reason that you have to wait until tzeis, you have to have last kos before chatzos. According to the Taz, not necessarily. The reason you have to wait until tzeis is because kiddush b'makom suda. But maybe one could argue there is no halacha that all the mitzvos drabanan have to be. Kiddush has to be, because Kiddush has to be makom suda. But not necessarily regarding the last kos. So maybe in principle, the last kos could be after chatzos. And furthermore, let's assume this person made Kiddush early. According to the view of the Taz, that would not be called Kiddush makom suda. If you're lacking Kiddush makom suda, it's not enough just to drink another kos. Simen Reisha in Gimel, that Kiddush Makom Suda means you're not Yotzei Kiddush. You have to repeat Kiddush again. So if making Kiddush at a time that you couldn't have the Suda, lacks kiddush v'makom siba, so as such, you'd have to be mekadesh a second time. That's the kiddush of the Taz. The kiddush v'makom siba does not only mean that kiddush and siba have to be in the same place, and it doesn't only mean that you can't have any extraneous shihu yizman. You can't just make kiddush and come back a couple hours later to the very same seat. But it means that lamdas, you can only have kiddush bizman harayah l'suda. See, when you see this taz and tav ayin beis, so you go back to the first taz. No, reish tani aleph. Yeah, of course, of course. What was that chumrah of the marshal? Even though during the summer months you can make kiddush early, right? You can daven early, you can make kiddush early. But what was the chiddush of the marshal? But make sure to have a kazayis after tzeis, because the posuk of ichlu hayom. The Taz would say, can't be, no? The Taz would argue, what do you mean? You make kiddush before tzeis, and you can't be yotze the mitzvah of suda Shabbos until after tzeis because of ichlu hayom? Can't be. That would not be kiddush v'makom suda. You wouldn't be yotze kiddush. If the Gemara suggests that you can make kiddush, that means that if it's good for kiddush, it must be good for suda as well. The chumrah of the marshal doesn't start. It's not just the Taz disagrees. Can't be. It's impossible. Because if you're yotze kiddush, it means this is called kiddush v'makom suda, which means it's bizman harayu lisod, and therefore that is sufficient. In other words, if the Gemara says that you can make kiddush early, the Gemara is also telling us you can make the Suda Shabbos early. But how can that be? Wasn't the point of Avira Chassid a good point? That when it comes to Suda, the Pasuk says, Ichlu Hayom. Hayom means on the day of Shabbos. Oh, so apparently you see that when you're Mosif Mechol HaKodesh, all the Gemara has to say is you can make kiddush early. That means that you can have the suda early. And if suda is ichlu hayom, you see the Tosefis is called ichlu hayom. And all the Taz is nafkaminas. Now, Pashab Shat, that's all. The Taz l'shitase. Right? This chiddush that the Taz maintains, that in fact is true. So all four pieces of the Taz are considered to be that which is related. And the chiddush of the Taz, the way the Pregamon explains again, that this is Kiddush HaMakom Suda, because the Suda is not an independent kiyum, but the Suda Sapesach is defined by the Mitzvah Salayla. That's the menu. The menu is Pesach Matzah Maror. And if the Torah tells us, well, you can't begin until, that means that Kiddush cannot be made until. That issue that we treat the Suda Salayla as Pesach Matzah Maror, now that's very relevant to the 2 days in Tosus regarding Maror. Tosus is bothered in Pesachim Kuf Tes Vav. Why is it that you don't make a bracha, a bari pri adama on Maror? Why don't you do so? So Tosus quotes the pretty unbelievable chiddush of Rav Yosef Tuvela. Rav Yosef Tuvela maintains as follows. Isn't there a principle of enos in mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos? You cannot perform two different mitzvos in a single cheftishol mitzvah. So the case in the Gemara Pesach Medav Kuk Beis, an unusual case. A person is in the middle of a Suda Shabbos. All of a sudden he realizes, you know what, he didn't make Kiddush. He didn't make Kiddush. He was eating Mibod Yom. And all of a sudden, now it's in the middle of Shabbos, he's still eating. Well, wait, I have to make Kiddush. So this person has to make Kiddush, and he has to bench, both of which require a kol shel bracha. So the Gemara says, no problem, so make Kiddush and bench, but one hitch, and that is, use two different kosas. Ein omrim shtei kedushos al kos echad. You can't use the same kos for Kiddush and benching. Why? Ein osim mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos. So two different kosas. The Gemara says, is that really true, that two independent mitzvahs always recur two different kosos? What about Yak Nahaz? Yontif falls out on Sunday. You're making Kiddush for Yontif and Havdalah for Shabbos. Two independent mitzvahs on one kos? The Gemara answers, they're not independent mitzvahs. Kiddush and Havdalah are not independent mitzvahs. According to the Rambam, no, it's all part of Zachar. They all frame the Kedusha Sayyam. And therefore, one goes. In fact, Tosa says today, as Tosa says, what's our common case of Chavilos? Sheva Brachos, no? You use one kos for the Birchas Chasanim, for Birchas Nisuin, and you use one kos for Birchas Hamazon. Tosa says, maybe that's not necessary. Just like the Gemara says when it comes to Yak Nahaz, that unless they're absolutely independent mitzvahs, one kos is sufficient. Benching and Sheva Brachos are not absolutely independent. You have to be koveya, the Birchas Nisuin, and the Miskeres, the Birchas Hamazon. That's not coincidental. That's the halacha of Birchas Nisuin. So Tosus writes, may Mikra, then all you need is one kos. Our minhag is following that second day in Tosus, where two kosas, because of Chavilos. Chavilos always is two different mitzvahs in a single chepse shel mitzvah. So Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim takes a giant leap. Pretty unbelievable. Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim writes that two brachos on one object is a problem of Chavilos. Just like two mitzvos on one object, two brachos on one object. And therefore, you cannot recite two brachos on a single chepteh shel mitzvah. Well, that's Rav Yosef Tuvelim. So now, Rav Yosef Tuvelim is kind of stuck. Now, you're about to have your maror. You have to make a bracha of al achilas maror. What in the world do you do with borei pri ha'adama? Rav Yosef Tuvelim maintains you can't rely on hamotzi, because hamotzi only covers that which typically you have in a meal. Dvarim habay machmas asuda. You do not typically bring out a plate of maror after you wash. So therefore, that's not called dvarim habay machmas asuda. So you can't rely on hamotzi, and you can't make the bracha, because making the bracha would be a violation of chavilos. So what do you do? So his answer is, no, that's why Chazal instituted karpas. That's karpas. The whole purpose of karpas is to break up the brachos. And that's exactly what it says in your Haggadah, without all this background, that when you make the bracha, berei pi adama, on karpas, have in mind the maror. That's Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. That's this pretty great shita, no? That chavilos, chavilos, and that's the only solution. Well, pretty unbelievable. That's Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim shita. Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim was the mechaber of the piyut that's recited in many shoals, right, on Pesach. So you look carefully in your piyut, that's what it says. No, in the piyut, in that tefillah, v'lama karpas ba'in hotzias achazeres. Come through a sheet into his piyut. No, don't forget that you have karpas in order to split up the brachos, right, of maror. Yosef Tuvelim, achidish. No, you look in Tosus and brachos, taflamates. Tosus says, and what did you do 5 minutes ago? What in the world did you do for hamotzi? You recited hamotzi and alachilas matzah. What in the world? Chavilos. So Rav Yosef Tuvelim responds, no, that's exactly why. You have to have a prusa, and you have to have a shalem, exactly for that reason. Right? You have to have two kikaros, one for the bracha of hamotzi, and one for the bracha of alachilas matzah. So the kikar shalem is the hamotzi one. And the bracha of al achilas matzah ma'adar kol sho'ani b'prusa. Exactly. That's why it's not a problem of chavilos. You do have two. But maror is one. You have two pieces. Maror is one. One chepteh shel mitzvah. So that problem has to be solved. Tosus just concludes in brachos lamates mod beis and doesn't answer. And what did you do 2 hours ago? You're right. 5 minutes ago. All right. Okay. You answer. What did you do 2 hours ago? What did you do for Kiddush? You made bar peregafen, and you made the bracha asher kiddushanu asher b'charbanu. No. On one kos. So what about that? You have to have two kosos. Tosus leaves that. That's what the Netziv points out in his Haggadah. Rosh Levitchik also said this b'shem Reb Chaim. And that is, ooh, maybe that's not an exact analogy. If I were to ask you, what is the role of borei pri hagafen? You're going to tell me, borei pri hagafen is part of the mitzvah of karpas. Doesn't sound funny? No, it's part of the mitzvah of karpas. Borei pri adama? No, you tell me that borei pri adama is a necessary birchas hanenin. Right? But it's not an inherent part of the mitzvah of maror, not part of the mitzvah of karpas. No? part of the mitzvah smara? No. If I were to ask you, and what is the role of Borei Pri HaGafen in Kiddush? Is that really the case? That the role of Borei Pri HaGafen is only a simple Birchas Hanenin? Borei Pri HaGafen is to the mitzvah of Kiddush as Borei Pri Adama is to the mitzvah of Maror? Yes, just the Birchas Hanenin. Rav Chaim pointed out, didn't think that that was true. Borei Pri HaGafen is an inherent part of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Kiddush is a mitzvah HaTaliyah B'dibur. And you have to be koveh the dibur al hayayin. And the bracha, Borei Pri HaGafen, is part of that. Part of that kviyas al hayayin. It's not just an ancillary Birchas Hanenin. Ad kedei kach that Reb Chaim maintained a Kiddush. Let's assume I'm not going to drink. But the Mechaber writes, it's a mitzvah namuvchar for everybody to drink a little bit. Mikra din is not necessary. So I'll tell you, you know what? You're making Kiddush. I'm not going to drink. You know, don't have me in mind. But the bracha Borei Pri HaGafen, you know, better. Say it quietly. Say the bracha that I can't hear. I'll pick up, right, with the second bracha of Kiddush. You know what? I came in late. I missed the bracha Borei Pri HaGafen. No problem. Right? I'm not planning on drinking. Reb Chaim maintained that's not true. Reb Chaim maintained you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush without the bracha Borei Pri HaGafen. That's part of the matbeya, the nusach HaKiddush. The mitzvah is a mitzvah shebedibur to be koveya the Kiddush al hayayin. The Borei Pri HaGafen is part of that kviyas al hayayin. That's different from, you know, the Gemara writes in Roshan Dav Chaches that we apply yotzei motzei to the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen of Kiddush. In other words, we don't treat it as a simple birchas hanenin. Rav Yosef Tuvelin would never say that that's a problem of chavilos chavilos. In other words, the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen of Kiddush and the nusach of Kiddush, it's mamish, a single unit. It's chativa achas. No? It's not that the mitzvah begins subsequently and this is just a secondary birchas hanenin. That's not chavilos chavilos. This is too different, not too different. This is all part of the nusach of. And therefore, Yosef Talmud would not argue you have two kosos for Kiddush. But that's the shita of Yosef Talmud, pretty big Kiddush. What's the other day in Tosus? Absolutely not true. There is no problem of chavilos, chavilos reciting two brachos in one object. And if Maror really required a birchas hanenin, we would make a birchas hanenin. Just like there's nothing wrong with making hamotzi on matzah, there's nothing wrong with making borei pri ha'adama on maror. But you know what Tosus writes? It's covered. Because 2 minutes ago you made a bracha of hamotzi. And hamotzi covers the maror. Why does hamotzi cover the maror? Tosus has 2 days. One day is, yeah, because that's the way it is. Right? You make a separate bracha on a salad. You washed. The next course is a salad. You make a separate bracha. Salad is Dvar Mabay Mach Masasuda. Yirak Osir Garir. It wets the palate. It's an appetizer. That's true here as well. Yirak Osir appetizer. It's a little unusual just to eat the lettuce. Usually I have lettuce and tomato and fine, but yirakos are called mir degar. It's called Ramabai Mach Masasuda. But then Tosus has a further day where Tosus writes, no, it's not because practically speaking, garir. You know why that this is called Ramabai Mach Masasuda? Because this is the Suda. The definition of tonight's Suda is Pesach Matzah Maror. Right? Ein lecha dram habay mach masasuda gedolei mizu. You don't have to appetize an appetizer. This is the suda. Hamotzi is going to cover the suda salayla. The suda is Pesach Matzah and Maror. That's it. How can you envision that the bracha on the suda doesn't cover Maror? That is the suda salayla. Lahalacha rachmana kavechova. The halacha insists that this is part of the Suda. A fascinating issue. That's similar to the Taz, that this is the definition of the Suda. And if this is the definition of the Suda, if Suda requires Laila, the Kiddush Shemakom Suda requires Laila. The Suda requires Laila. Because we don't view the Kiyum of Sudas Yantif independent of the Mitzvah Salaila. But perhaps the two Kiyum, the two Halachos, go hand in hand. Maybe one could suggest to an extent, again, it's not Haba Hatalia, but you know the machlokas between Tosus and the Rambam. How many matzahs do you have to have? A total of two or a total of three? See, because the Gemara has the drasha of Mad Darkal Shal Ani Baprusa. The Lechem Ani means that Ani can't afford an entire loaf, so therefore, Baprusa. So Prusa. So you know Tosus, right? It's almost somewhat ironic. So here, in order to demonstrate Anius, you have to have more than you ever have before. No? And a typical Shabbos and Yantif, it's enough to have two shleimim. Here, to demonstrate how poor you are, you have to have two shleimim plus. Right? Two shleimim plus a prusa. Two plus. A total of three matzahs. Why? Because Tosus maintains, wait a second, the mitzvah of matzah requires prusa. But the mitzvah of suda of lechem mishnah requires two shleimim. So how do you account for both? So Tosus says addition. You have to have two shleimim plus a prusa. Ma darkar shein b'prusa. In other words, in Lamdus, Tosus views them as kind of two separate kiyumim. Two separate kiyumim. The kiyum of suda, which requires lechem mishnah, and the mitzvah of matzah, that requires the prusa. And you know who disagrees? The Rambam, the Gaon. That's not true. The prusa defines the lechem mishnah, not in addition to the lechem mishnah. Lechem mishnah requires that you have to have two kikaros. Normally, they're shalim. Here, not true. Here, it is a prusa because of mad darkash and prusa. We don't separate out the kiyum suda from the kiyum mitzvah achilas matzah. The suda is defined in terms of the mitzvah salayla, and if the mitzvah salayla require a prusa, so therefore you have one shalem and one prusa, the Rambam Shita, with a total of two matzahs. You're going to be both seya unless than you otherwise do, because of madargal shal ani baprusa. Perhaps to an extent, right? Those issues are indeed habatalia. Those issues are related. Shefta once suggested that maybe that's l'shitas in the following sense. The Rush points out the Kiddush, the very beginning of Harvei Pesachim, that you have to have two kazaisim. A kazayis of the sholem for the sudas yantif, and a kazayis of the prusa for the mitzvah of achilas matzah. In other words, they don't overlap, but they're independent. That l'shitas of the Rush's three matzahs. The Rush's three matzahs, that suda and mitzvahs independent. So therefore, if you have to eat, you have to eat from the shalim for the kiyum of suda and eat from the prusa for the kiyum of matzah. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam maintains a total of a kazayis. It's not prusa plus. Just like the Rambam Lashita say a total of two matzahs. Because here, the Chiyuv Suda is defined by the Mitzvah Salayla, so therefore the single Kazayis of that is considered to be sufficient. Maybe the Ram L'shitase, two matzos, one Kazayis. The Rush, three matzos, two Kazayis. Maybe that's Hava Hatalia. Maybe one could suggest a further Chiddush, and that's as follows. The Rush is Chiddush, two Kazayis. So if you look in Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha writes, how can the Rush say that this is true? You have to eat two kazeisim. The Gemara in Daf Kufches describes this guy who's a shamish. He's a waiter. He doesn't have the luxury of doing everything the way a Ben Chorin would do. So what exactly does he have to do? So the Gemara says, "Hashamish sha'achal kazayis matzah kishu meisiv yatsa." If the shamish will eat a single kazayis beheseba, he's yotze. A single kazayis beheseba, he's yotze. So the Mishnah writes, "Don't you see? A single kazayis behaseva. What do I mean? You see the mafurish like the Rambam. A single kazayis. According to the Rush, more is necessary. You have to have a couple of kazayisim. Here, maybe one could suggest the following lashitase. We'll have to discuss a little bit more about haseva. But what is haseva? What is a seben? Is a seben independent mitzvah? There are many mitzvahs you fulfill at the seder. One is the mitzvah seba. In other words, part of the mitzvah separates Yisrael is to demonstrate your chayrus. Demonstrate your chayrus. So one of the ways that you demonstrate your ben chorin is haseba. Or maybe one could argue, no, not really. Haseba is not an independent mitzvah, but Haseba is a detail within. There's a mitzvah of matzah, there's a mitzvah of achilas ha-karban. How do I eat the matzah? How do I eat the karban? Well, here you have to eat derech erus. Not as a separate mitzvah, but as part of the mitzvah of matzah. In other words, just like I have to eat the matzah, the tokedei achilas pras, which in a certain amount of time, and just as you have to eat a certain amount, and just as you have to certain eat kederach achila, so you have to also eat kederach erus. In other words, this is just part of the dinei achila. Not as a separate mitzvah, but rather as part of the mitzvah of matzah. So this is a machlokas, the Rambam and the Rush. The Rush on Kuf Ches writes, if you eat the kazayis of matzah without haseba, you don't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. You have to eat another kazayis of matzah. What do you see? Haseba is not a separate mitzvah. Haseba is not a separate mitzvah. But haseba is the derech achila of matzah. And if you eat matzah b'li haseba, it's like eating shloka derech achila. And therefore you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. The Briskerel points out that certainly is not true regarding the Rambam. The Rambam does not place the mitzvah of Haseba in the Rambam's discussion of matzah. The Rambam places the mitzvah of Haseba in the discussion of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam writes there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Rambam writes that b'chol dor v'dor chaydom laharos es atzmo, you have to demonstrate chirus. And the Rambam writes now, Lefichach kishemei sevadam. Therefore, Haseba is necessary. Haseba is part of the mitzvah of Sipur. Haseba is not part of the mitzvah of matzah. Pretty fundamental machlokas, no? Whether Haseba is part of the matzah or part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam would never envision that if you eat a kazayis without Haseba, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. Of course you yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. But you know what? You didn't fully fulfill the mitzvah of Haseba. The Briskerel even argues, the Rush says, go back and eat a kazayis again. Would that make sense according to the Rambam? Go back and eat another kazayis beHaseba. And what did I accomplish? According to the Rush, what did you accomplish? Now I fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah beHaseba. Because I wasn't yotzei the mitzvah of matzah b'li Haseba. According to the Rambam, you already yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. So eat another kazayis beHaseba, and now what? And now you fulfill the mitzvah of matzah beHaseba? No, you already fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah without Haseba. You eat another kazayis beHaseba, not so simple that, what do you mean the risk? How do you make that up? You already were yotzei the mitzvah of matzah b'li Haseba, so now eat another kazayis, that's not the mitzvah of matzah. The Rambam would never write such a thing. The Rambam doesn't. So there's a kula of the Rambam. What's the kula of the Rambam? That Haseba is not going to be li'ikuva. You eat matzah b'li Haseba, you're certainly yotzei matzah. Haseba is a separate kiyum. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'll tell you a chumra of the Rambam. When should you do Haseba? See, if Haseba is part of the mitzvah of matzah, so therefore when should you do Haseba? You know what the answer is? When you eat matzah. According to the Rambam, Haseba is part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when should you do Haseba? You know what the Rambam writes? Throughout the entire meal. Haseba is not limited to matzah. The Rambam writes you should do Heseba for everything, for the main course, for the soup, for the appetizer. The Rush never mentions such a chumrah. The Rush never mentions a chumrah of a mitzvah mivchar of doing Heseba throughout. What do you mean throughout? Heseba is a prat within the mitzvah of matzah. Why in the world should you drink your soup in Heseba? What exactly is that? Heseba is part of... So the Rambam and the Rush each have a chumrah and a kula, no? The chumrah of the Rambam is throughout. The kula of the Rambam, it's never going to be li'ikuvah. The chumrah of the Rush is li'ikuvah, but the kula of the Rush, it's not relevant to the main course. It all fits in nicely, no? So neither one mentions the chumrah of the other. The Rush never mentions in the Chukuf Ches, a mitzvah mubchar, to do it beyond the Karban Pesach and beyond the mitzvah of matzah. Pretty interesting, no? That's Lashitasi, the Rambam and the Rush. So, let's get back to our waiter, no? Kuches. You have the Shamish. He's on the fly, no? So, he doesn't have the luxury of really, like, kind of always doing his Seba, right? He's running back and forth. So, what should he do? So the Rush explains very well. Now, Hashamish sha'achal kazayis matzah kishumeitzev yatzah. The Shamish must see to it that the single kazayis of matzah that he eats for the purpose of eretoku matzos eats with a seba, otherwise not going to be yotze. What was the Mishnah Berurah's kasha? Wait, but the Rush said you need two kazayisim. You need a kazayis for matzah, and you need a kazayis for the sudas yamtiv. So you ready? Yeah, of course you need two kazayisim. But you know what? According to the Rush, you need two kazayisim. But what about heseba? You only need heseba for one. That second kazayis of matzah is like the soup. It's like the main course. That does not warrant heseba. That's Sugya of Kufches. What is that theme? Heseba. When must a shamish do heseba? The answer is, he has to do heseba for one kazayis. Of course it doesn't mention heseba for the second kazayis. Because the Rush assumes heseba li'ikuvah, heseba is part of the mitzvah of matzah, and therefore it's only necessary for one kazayis, not for the second kazayis. The Gemara also doesn't say anything about the shamish eating maror. According to the Rambam, yeah, he should do his seba throughout, but the Rambam only has a single kazayis. So, according to the Rambam, you're right, minimally, one kazayis, a seba yotze. Even according to the Rush, all you need is a single kazayis with a seba. Does that mean it's enough to eat a single kazayis? No, you have to eat maror. And you also have to eat another kazayis for suta, but you know what? That doesn't require a seba. And that's exactly how the Rush understands that Gemara. Against the kasha of the Mishnah Berurah, no? One kazayis, beheseba. Even though a second kazayis is considered to be necessary. The problem of the shamish is not the eating problem. He'll eat. He's going to eat maror also. The problem is eating derech eirus. So the Gemara says, look, that one kazayis is considered to be sufficient, even if more achila is considered to be necessary. It's a fascinating issue. But, you know, the Meiri has one line, a pretty great, great chiddush, the Meiri, and Daf Kuches, you have to do heseba for matzah, you have to do heseba for dalim kosos, and the Meiri adds this very great chiddush, the one extra line, that you also have to do heseba for that which the dalim kosos apply. In other words, what's the purpose of dalim kosos? Well, one kos is for Kiddush, and one kos is for Magid, one kos is for Challah, one kos is for benching. The Miri writes, if you have to do Heseba for the kos of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, well, of course you have to do Heseba for the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. For Zeh Sheba Bishvilo. Wow, a Kiddush, the Miri writes. You have to do Heseba for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention this Miri. The Mishnah Berurah calls the Shla that write that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim should be recited Be'emo uviyira, b'li haseba. The Meiri is mefurish that you need haseba throughout. Above and beyond the Rambam. The Rambam writes for all achila. The Meiri writes achila, for everything. Yeah, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be b'derech cheres, not just the Shtia Sakos, because the Shtia Sakos is not a separate mitzvah, but the Shtia Sakos is a detail of the mitzvah salayim, right? That we'll have to discuss. But again, a fascinating possibility, the different kiyumim, the relationship between the mitzvah salayim and the siddur salayla, and that relevance even to the chiddush of the sataz when it comes to Tosefes. Okay, let's stop.
Right. So,
what is that?
Right. In other words, tomorrow.